Afternoon to one and all, and we have got another wonderful musician for you, and she's called Odette. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Liz. Lovely to speak to you.
And where are you speaking from?
I'm speaking from the wintry bowels of Hertfordshire, on the border of Middlesex, on the Three Rivers, between Middlesex, Berkshire, and Buckinghamshire, sorry, and Hertfordshire. I mean, Chorleywood.
It's a beautiful part of the country there, I have to admit. Some of the roads are quite interesting as well, when the hedges are 14 feet high and you can't see if anything's coming. But apart from that, it's fine.
That's it. We call it the lanes. We're lost in the lanes.
Yeah, and are you coping during this? Are you recording anything? Are you getting music out there during lockdown?
I've managed to do a few bits and bobs for sure. I'm currently writing process for my next album, and obviously I can't record that yet because for obvious reasons. and I don't record at home. I do prefer to work with a producer who knows what he's doing or she's doing. But I do have quite a few collaborative projects on the go that I have been working on over the last 10 months, and they've really kept me going. So There's just loads of collabs that I've been doing, video collaborations, CD collaborations. I'm working, early stages of working on a 5-track EP with Phil Beer from Show of Hands. And that's just a very exciting opportunity to be singing a mixture of our own songs and traditional covers, traditional songs. Together, so that will be in the next few months. It's taking time because obviously meeting up and everything. So.
Yeah. Well, Phil is a wonderful man. I've met him quite a few, numerous occasions. So, say hello for us.
And he knew Danny well. He says back in the day. So.
Yeah. Excellent. But what I'm going to ask you to do is, could you choose your first track for us and a wee bit about it?
Sure. Okay. Well, the first track I chose was the title track of my debut album, which is called The Wildest Rose. It's an original song that I wrote the year before last when I released the album. And it's basically a little story of a boy meets girl in the woods. And it's written from the perspective of the young lad. And it's a kind of love story, and there's lots of metaphor and symbolism in there, but it's a nice little jolly through the woods. It's called The Wildest Rose.
Wildest Rose, that is gorgeous. And what would your second track be?
My second track, I chose to put in a traditional cover. So I've chosen True Lover's Farewell, which is the title that I settled on, but there's quite a few names attached to this song. But I think it originates, the rumour that it's an Appalachian folk song, and there's all kinds of background behind it. But I chose this song because it just really fit well with my style and my voice and my singing. And I also wrote a nice little introduction arrangement to it that just fits so well. I had to put it on the album. So that second track is called True Love is Farewell.
Fantastic. As you see, these songs, when they go to Ireland, they come out with a different version. And they go to Scotland, the lowlands have got different versions from the highlands and from the east coast. So it's brilliant because it gets sung and it gets made their own, their own landmarks in it, It's quite funny when you do actually get people all singing the same song but different verses, and they're all looking at each other going, well, I know my version.
yeah, and I don't know what he's singing, but...
This is the one I like, and that's a beautiful version you do. Gorgeous. Could I ask for your third track, please?
Yeah, I thought I'd just mix it up a little bit because the third track is another self-penned original, and it's not quite as sort of traditional sounding as the rest of the album. It was the Do I Put This Song In or Do I Not, but I loved it so much that I did. It's called The Great Old Northern Line, and I wrote that song all about standing at the train station in Camden Town and sort of people watching, really, and just finding that these sort of little motifs came into my head of all these stories behind people's journeys. And I loved it so much, I wrote a song about it. So that third song is called The Great Old Northern Line.
Absolutely fantastic. I like that one as well. As I say, I have the great privilege of hearing all the music first. So,
yeah.
You shouldn't have favourites, Liz. You really shouldn't. You know, I think you're all wonderful. That's what it is. You're all wonderful.
Yeah.
But I want to thank you so much for being with us for this. This is the 21st year of the Danny Kyle Open Stage, and it's lovely to see more new talent coming up that we haven't perhaps heard before. So, Adette, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you very much, Liz, for the opportunity. And, yeah, I'm going to be listening in with great interest to all the other acts as well. Thanks for having me.
Oh, delighted.
If I go 10,000 miles, the crow that is so black, my love, will surely turn to white. And if I ever prove false to the one I love, bright day shall turn to night. Bright day shall turn to night, my love, and the rock shall melt with the sun, and the fire will freeze and will be no more, and the raging sea.
All the time.
golden orange sights behind the yellow line.